Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, chilling developments. We have confirmed that talking points have been issued to all the top neocons from the Weekly Standard to the Wall Street Journal to start the PR blitz for the actual attack on Iran. They are moving right now, ladies and gentlemen. The info war is joined. More on that with Mike Rivero in 15 minutes. Chimera cross human, literal island of Dr. Maru news coming up. Cross human embryo studies. We will also get into how protests of the APEC meeting are banned. This is total police state. Edwards wants mandatory health care, and that means then if you don't eat what they say, you're denied health care. We've got that. Just total control. Serious market news. Michael Rivero coming up. Right now, let's go to your calls quickly. Ken in Texas, then Richard, Derek, Aaron, and Roman and others. Ken, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. This is Ken up in Paris, Texas.
Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was just going to call because I heard you say earlier, I have to catch your rebroadcast sometimes because I'm working. I had a short day. I can listen to your live broadcast today. But I heard you say something recently about how that the Wall Street Journal, someone's saying that they're going to try to prevent, if they can, a collapse of our financial markets in September, if I heard correctly, like they're going to try to keep that from happening. For example, I don't know if it's Wall Street.
Yes, I actually have the article in the stack. It's Financial Times of London. It's, you know what, I don't want to say what headline it is until I dig it out. I've got it here in one of the stacks.
Yes,
they're saying that they're trying to stop a financial collapse. Also, they're saying there's the equivalent of a run on banks going on right now, but it's other financial securities. And very, very serious. That's coming up in this hour.
Yes.
That's the problem. Our government was handed over to UN control, mainstream. We have the documents, and I don't even have time to cover that. I mean, it's just, we're being hit from every side, Ken.
Right, and I've heard you know, in the last hour you're spoken, you really laid a strong foundation about what's happening, what most likely probably is going to happen. So I just, it seems like a lot of signs are there to make us think that maybe the powers will be going to try to pull something soon, and I know there's no way to put a time or a date on it, but I'm just saying it looks like they're looking at a short-term type situation where something's going to happen to take us into martial law, do you think? I mean, full-scale martial law.
There is no doubt they have funded it. They have their PR people out being paid to say it. And, yes, they are actually going to try it. Okay, folks, I mean, I've never before on air said this is the time they're getting ready. Not 10 years ago when good old boys would call in and get mad when I'd say, no, Bill Clinton isn't planning to take over. He's setting the table. They're gearing up. They're going to pass the baton. They may gear it up and make it a foregone conclusion, and Hillary comes in and a nuke goes off in L.A. or Chicago. All I know is they are making a run for it.
Right. So basically, if it's a reality that something, unfortunately, it looks like something in the shorter term is going to probably be happening. They're going to try to do something to put us into full-scale martial law then. That's what you're...
Yes, and they may, just blow up a small part of a city or fly a plane into a building again. It may be smaller and kind of inch us in a little bit deeper, or it could be spectacular. There's no telling what the Russians and Chinese may do if they hit Iran. There's no telling. The market we know is going to go in the toilet. I mean, this is a self-inflicted wound. Attacking Iran is going to hurt these yuppies. They just don't know that. They've been sold that if they'll just support nuking everyone, they're going to get rich. That's not how it works.
Right, and basically just the understanding is we're just one major event away from full-scale martial law in our country anyway, whatever that event may be. So
they've been saying it. That's the point. And, I mean, it's not us saying this. You know, we were saying this 10, 15 years ago, okay, and we were the kooks. Now the talking heads are out there saying it, but they're putting a good spin on it.
Right, and I've heard in the past, maybe you can verify this also, really, to be honest, if the economy gets serious enough or in bad enough condition, that can be considered a condition to put us into martial law as well. Have you heard
that? That is under PDD 51.
Right, okay. So
it says any economic problem anywhere in the world, the Congress is over. Bush runs everything.
Right.
And then he signs an order saying, and I'm under UN. It happened. It's happening. We're now living the unbelievable. We're now living the unspeakable. It's happening. And not with a bang, with a whimper. Okay, we're under UN control. C'est la vie. You know, it's just, that's conservative. Well, I'm for it.
I'm gonna leave you.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, joining us in about 5 minutes. We're going to get into the war news, the economy news. He's one of the best-read experts out there, and that's why I'm glad that he's scheduled once a month to be joining us, and today is perfect time with so much happening. Richard in Texas, then Derek and others. Richard, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Hello, Richard.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. How's it going, man?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I got a little bullet list of a couple vague topics to touch. I'm fresh from the straw poll. I work overnight, so I haven't had a chance to catch your show. I saw you had an article up on the Texas straw poll up there, but I didn't know if you had a chance to get anybody on the program yet.
Well, specifically how they kept people out.
Pardon?
Just hold on just a minute. It sounded like you were asking me a question, is what that sounded like.
Well, I didn't know if you had a chance to have anybody on yet that had actually been at the straw poll to report on the numbers that were actually there and what the media coverage was like or anything like that. So
no, I haven't. There. Why don't you tell us?
Well, I was there for the whole weekend. Everybody was very civil throughout the entire thing. Ron Paul actually managed to raise $102,000 that weekend at the campaign, which big number for him. Awesome. It's moving forward on a lighter note because I know this is the culmination right now time as far as a lot of really dreary news. At least Ron Paul's coming through. Bummer that he took third place. But this is the part where I get wary. Texas is obviously his state.
Yeah, he won. He won states like Alabama and New Hampshire. Why would he come in third place with 17% of the vote? And then we have the video, the Ron Paul printout saying, "Be there at 10 a.m. for registration," and then turning away masses of Ron Paul supporters who were delegates.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. There was a lot of positive movement there. I don't know if you had been explained to how the registration actually worked.
That's kind of ancient history now. We got them about to start World War III. So my big issue is it looks like they kept Ron Paul delegates out, and that just sounds like par for the course for me. Can you? I've only seen a five-minute YouTube video. Can you fill me in real fast?
All right. Well, basically how it worked at the poll was delegates were obviously the only ones that were allowed to cast votes this time around. You had to pay to get in. They were allowed to bring two guests into the actual polling area during the straw poll, which left a pretty clear way to gauge just how many supporters were there by the ratio. Okay? So I was lucky enough to get inside with one of the delegates. And I would say about at least conservatively 90% of the people at the actual straw poll inside the building were all Ron Paul supporters. It was a mass of Ron.
I'll tell you what, write it up in an email. We'll post it on JonesReport.com, Richard. I really appreciate your call. It's very interesting, and I have no doubt that Ron Paul was cheated. The fact that he won in New Hampshire, where they had a very transparent straw poll, that makes sense that he'd win. And the fact that he'd win in Alabama and win in other states. And then he comes to Texas where his bumper stickers are all over Dallas, all over Houston, all over Austin, signs everywhere, and that he get third place stinks to high heaven. But, I mean, what do you do? Derek in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There.
Hi.
Hey, Alex, I was there Saturday morning also. One interesting thing to note is that after that bus of Ron Paul people from San Antonio were rejected, there was another bus that came in for another candidate, and somehow they let them in.
Yeah, I've gotten those reports, and it looks very, very suspicious. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Thanks to the great folks in the message board there on the Prison Planet forum. All these great tips. I did learn about that, I guess it was Sunday morning. It looks like everything else we see. I mean, you know.
Well, as the previous guy said, he's right. There was about 90% Ron Paul support in there. People think they're a bunch of hippies or whatever. They're young guys in suits. They were wearing Ron Paul on their sleeves. They were being very polite.
A lot of really intelligent, well-spoken, good-looking women. A good departure from the Miss Teen USA situation.
Exactly. But one thing I want to narrow in on is after Ron Paul spoke, I believe Hugh Court, who's basically a nobody, but he's a big war-drumming neocon psychologist. He was really warmongering the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, bin Laden.
Yeah, they've gotten their order, and suddenly you see bin Laden all over TV. The talking points have been issued. The war's on, folks. We have a...
Yeah, and then the icing on the cake was the last speaker, who was a retired and disabled lieutenant colonel in the Army, and he was in the Pentagon the day of the attack. And they showed, like in loose change, a superimposed Boeing 757 right in front of the Pentagon, but they also showed the Pentagon after the fact, you know, before it collapsed. And they were trying to get everyone in there to believe, and everyone in there, I mean, half the people in there were believing that this plane had no wing damage to the building. I mean, there were still columns that were...
Wait a minute, let me stop you. You're saying at a Republican Party function for Texas delegates at a straw poll, they took time out to run a anti-9/11 truth, little propaganda corps junket?
Yes, sir, and it was a lieutenant colonel in the Army that was telling us this. And then what was...
Well, let me just stop you again, because that doesn't fully answer my question. They specifically attacked 9/11 Truth and said, we're showing this to dispel everything. Specifically, is that the case, A? B, what's his name?
Yes, that is the case, A. And B, I don't know. I've been searching on him on the Internet. I'm at work. I really don't have time to do
that.
What's
his name?
I don't know his name. He was a lieutenant colonel with the Army, and he was injured in the Pentagon. But I wanted to stand up and scream and tell people, hey, look at the columns, look at the brick facade. Where is the wing damage? It's not there, you fools. There's a 20-foot hole.
Well, listen, here's the deal. None of this is going to affect the enemy or have any effect on them unless we put it in the written word, and I appreciate your call. Everybody chomping at the bit to talk about the Ron Paul straw poll needs to send well-written, with no profanity, emails of what happened from your point of view and your name to Aaron at InfoWars.com. Two A's. Aaron at InfoWars.com. Aaron, you got 2 hours, folks. Just write it up in 3-4 paragraphs, and we'll put a compilation with, you know, Bill Johnson from Lubbock saw this. Tim Thompson from Dallas saw this. Billy Bob Carroll's saw, those are random names, I was making names up, saw this. And, you know, serious questions about Ron Paul straw poll, anti-9/11 truth propaganda. Write it up, seeing the other bus arrive, and them letting in supporters of other Republicans, and then not letting in the Ron Paul delegates, which we have video, we'll post that with it. That is very newsworthy right there. The fact that they've got the Pentagon running around trying to teach everybody that a plane really hit the Pentagon is very interesting. It's not just interesting that they're trying to prove that a plane hit the Pentagon. I've always said that I believe that they've made a big deal out of this so that they can later bring out a video of a plane actually hitting. I'm on record saying that in Terror Storm, first and second edition. I'm not debating what hit it. I'm not going to get into that. By the way, when the History Channel was here in town, day after day, they would say, will you please talk about the Pentagon? That's another thing they did that was lying. And I said, now, I'll talk about it, but I want to preface that I'm not getting into the debate, that I'm not saying I know, could have been a plane, couldn't have been a plane. I go, the media only wants to focus on that, and I believe that's because it's a tar baby. It's a football issue. I want to talk about controlled demolition. I want to talk about hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases. I want to talk about Nick Berg having his head sawed off and giving a laptop to one of the hijackers at a secret operation in Norman, Oklahoma, mainstream news. I want to talk about $100,000 to Muhammad Atta from the head of Pakistani intelligence. I want to talk about him meeting on September 11th with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. And I said, you only use this, and I remember doing it over and over again as he kept bringing it up. I want to make clear that I don't know what happened there, and I don't believe it's the strongest issue. They had me in that show, folks, with quick edits, going, no plane hit the Pentagon, this is the big issue. Again, they want to fight us, and you got to ask, why do they want to have the fight on this issue? Why do they want to engage us on the field on this issue? Why do they want to fight us here? I want to fight the enemy on my terms, when I've got the high ground, when I've got the initiative, when I've got the evidence. Not where it's very suspicious, but it is newsworthy that they're now going around doing this. So send them, we'll get them posted. You know, I could have Mike Rivera on for 10 hours, and I want to go to your calls, and we'll get to your calls later in this hour with him. And who knows, I might even keep him on with the D.C. madam in the next hour, because he's done a lot on this case, and if he's got the time, I'll do it. But I don't like having him hold 5 minutes. But there's just so much happening. Mike, we've got them gearing up for war, ordering the PR teams to go red. We've got the economy situation. We've got all this other news I want to go over, the push for national health care, forced doctor visits. I want to talk about it all with you. But on the case of the Pentagon, do you concur with what I just said?
Oh, I absolutely agree. This whole idea that it was not a passenger jet at the Pentagon is a deliberately planted trap to get people to fall into. And I agree at some point, and they may have missed the opportunity by waiting too long, but I think the original plan was they were going to get the Whole Truth Movement to sign on to the no plane hoax and then come out with a video that absolutely showed the plane hitting the building so they could ridicule us. And this is called poisoning the well. There's nothing new about this tactic. They did it back during the JFK assassination with the Umbrella Man. They did it. They destroyed Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw with the witness who waited till he was on the stand to start talking about fingerprinting his own daughter to make sure it was really her every night. And this kind of stuff, you know, goes on all the time. Back during the Clinton administration when they were holding the congressional hearings into the abuses of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they had one very obvious plant show up wearing full military camo and then screaming about the government was concealing its tornado-making machine that they were using to target dissident farmers in the Midwest. And this kind of game playing goes on, has gone on, and it's one of the ways in which the people who are running the propaganda machine of the United States are still playing by the rules that worked back in the 50s and 60s at the height of the Cold War.
Mike, stay there. I agree with you. Now, I think the Pentagon should be looked at. There's a lot of suspicious things. My point is I'm neutral. I said on the show, the people ask questions because of this, and they misrepresented me. A point I've never even made. There's so many lies. How do you make them all? We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
I don't agree with the big government liberal support policies of the New Yorker magazine. With that said, it really is a publication of record. I have seen stories in there where the De Beers family, the Oppenheimers who run De Beers, admit that they run a monopoly and kill people that try to break into the diamond trade. I've seen articles where they admit they were really going to go to war in 2003, not 02. I've seen stories where they admit U.S. Special Forces are in Iraq, Iran already carrying out ops before the wars even start. The point is, it's accurate, and it fits with what I already know and other information we have. And they're reporting, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com, that Cheney has ordered the media to sell attack on Iran, and that they're now in the final phases of gearing up for it in the next few months. But right now, they admit they don't have the support. Mike Rivero, in the 4 minutes we've got in this short segment, walk through, there have been so many preparations made. Talk about the preparations and what you think is going to happen and what this new ominous report means.
Well, obviously, it's effectively an admission that they don't have the support, that they're trying to find some way to rally it, and they're failing to get any traction on moving public support forward. And, of course, a lot of that is the result that we all know about the lies that were used to start the war in Iraq and are still being told to try and perpetuate it. And they're just trying to find a way that they can, as Bush used to put it, catapult the propaganda forward. I feel that they're kind of backed into a corner, and I know there's a lot of people writing on the net right now that the likelihood of a new false flag staged terror event seems very real right now, and it's kind of hard to dismiss that. It does seem the very likely kind of thing to do. I mean, what we have is President Bush, who is facing an historical failure in Iraq. He's desperate to do something positive that can be the legacy of his presidency, and I think he sees that as a good reason to go into Iran. Plus, he's got the pressure coming from Israel to go into Iran and the neocons. Plus, he's got a deteriorating economy that he needs to distract the American people from. And our nation does, unfortunately, have a history of starting a major war to get out of its economic difficulties. And so there's a lot of pressure right now to find some way, anyway, to kick off a war into Iran. And I think they're going to try and at least do the initial attack almost entirely from the air, where they're going to go in with bombers and missiles overtly to attack the Iranian Republican Guard that they're getting ready to declare a terrorist organization. And at the same time, they'll probably go after Iran's nuclear fuel facilities. And my assumption is that they will probably use tactical nuclear bunker busters and then blame the resulting radiation as proof that they were building weapons down in that now smashed cavern. But, it's definitely on. They're just looking for a way that they can get the American people to sit still for it.
Now, Mike, you dovetail that with the month-long hype that Al-Qaeda's about to hit us. All the classic Al-Qaeda videos come out. Turns out the Intel Center is doctoring them. Top computer experts have looked at that. Meshing with all the let's attack them propaganda. Do you think that they'll stage some type of event as a prep for that or just go into Iran?
I'm sure that right now that is being debated. I'm sure there's at least one faction of the government that says we can't get away with another false flag attack because look how miserably 9/11 has failed. MSNBC ran a poll just the other day where 65% of Americans said they don't believe the official story that the government has put out about 9/11. I noticed they're running Flight 93 all over the various cable channels right now. Then there's the other group that says, well, we got away with it once, we can get away with it again, and without it we can't get going. So I'm sure there's a lot of arguments going on inside the corridors of power.
It's just like this colonel at the Republican straw poll having a presentation against 9/11 truth. I mean, that shows how much it's hurting them if they're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. They're reacting to us, as you were saying in your little commentary. We have the initiative. We have the high ground. They're having to respond to us. The numbers that MSNBC came up with basically shows the mainstream media has lost control of the minds of America. We have a free-thinking population right now, and that is absolutely scaring.
And by the way, that's never happened before, but it's a bunch of old globalists who are running things, and they're so used to winning, I think it's going to be a collision, Mike.
I absolutely agree. I'm sure there's a lot of denial going on, especially in those higher levels where they've got all their aides insulating them from what's really going on out here. They're probably not aware of this idea that 65% or in some cases 80% of Americans believe the United States government has lied about 9/11.
It was such a bold move. I mean, they probably wouldn't have gotten away with 9/11 in 63 without the Internet. I mean, now they're not going to get away with it, at least in the court of public opinion. I mean, they can still have their experts set up on TV and put out the official story, but if nobody believes them, where do we go from there? Let's come back, continue with the war news, the economy, cloning, your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Welcome back. Michael Rivero is our guest. Don't forget, tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night, I'm going to be showing my new film, Endgame. This is the full finished film. It's a sneak peek because the DVD won't be out until mid-October. And for some reason, the Alamo Drafthouse only allowed half their tickets to be sold online because they were telling me it was sold out. And I said, what do you mean you've only sold 100 and something tickets for each showing? And they said, oh, we had the computer set this way. I said, unset it where 90% can be sold online. So tonight's is sold out. People went to the door and bought them already. But tomorrow's has, I don't know, 60-something seats left. And Thursday has about that many seats left as well. So if you wanted to go, I hope to see you there. I'll be speaking before each showing of the film. And then, of course, taking questions at the end of it. If you want hard copies of Terror Storm, Final Cut, or any of the films I've made or the books or videos we carry, don't forget the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos makes this transmission, this broadcast, the websites possible. You can also see all 16 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book in online format, hundreds of other reports, dozens of other films have been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. And your support also makes the websites possible there. So PrisonPlanet.tv is an incredible deal. And I do want to thank all of you that have been subscribers or are subscribers right now. The big thing about PrisonPlanet.tv is that it's in super high-quality video compared to what you'll see out there on Google or YouTube. It's really high quality, and even if you have a dial-up, you can still download the films. It just takes longer, and then burn them to disk and give them to people. Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, my police state films, Terror Storm First Edition and Second Edition, it's all there. A TV show on a particular topic, a radio show we video with in-studio guests, you like the issue covered, burn it to disk, give it to people. It is a great way to resist the New World Order, PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, who joins us once a month from his home in Hawaii. Mike, the economy. 2 years ago, Bilderberg Group said they wanted to pop the real estate bubble because it was a cash sink, as you and I have covered many times. They want it to fall apart. The Times of London reported that they don't want a instant plunge. They want a slow decline of the dollar and of the U.S. economy. The only reason they're bailing us out, as you and I have written and many other top experts have now concurred, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one of them, father of Reaganomics, that they're only trying to have a slight parachute, not enough to keep us from breaking our legs, but just enough to slow the descent so it's more orderly. And then you see stories like this out of the Financial Times of London. Credit crisis has hallmarks of classic bank run. The turmoil in the financial markets has all the characteristics of a classic bank run, one that is taking place outside the traditional banking sector. Axel Weber, the Bundesbank president, said this weekend, what we are seeing is basically what we see underlying all banking crises, said Mr. Weber, one of the most influential members of the governing council of the European Central Bank. Also, one of the other top heads, he was in line to get Bernanke's job but didn't, at a retreat of the Kansas City Federal Reserve in Aspen, over the weekend said he thinks a very serious recession is going to happen. We have Paul Volcker, former head of the Federal Reserve, saying the same thing. But they're posing as the saviors. They're now positioning themselves. And I always said this would be the sign. Not hard to figure this out, because I'd studied past corrections, depressions, the Asian crisis of a few years ago. Seems like a few years ago. I guess that was 7, 8 years ago. All of these things, they in a preparatory phase, pose as the saviors beforehand when it's their very policies that have orchestrated this. I have several other articles saying, oh, no, the economy's not getting better. Get ready for a big crash this September, this in major publications. Mike Rivero, do you think they're pushing, trying to get the slide to continue, or what do you think's happening?
Well, I think the case is that there are a lot of vested interests with competing agendas, and Harry Truman used to have this wonderful saying that even if you took all the economists in the world and laid them end-to-end, they'd still point in different directions. I know that there were a lot of people who wanted the real estate bubble to continue in this country, not only because obviously on paper it increased their wealth, but Bush and his administration were using it as a cash sink to soak up all the extra money that was being printed up to pay for the war. And the idea was that the Federal Reserve would print all this additional money, or they'd tally up these additional credits in these computer bank accounts. It would get spent on bullets and bombs and materials for our soldiers, and then it would get swept up by the booming mortgage industry and these higher home prices, so that while there was more money being put through the economy to pay for the war, it wasn't creating these inflationary pressures anywhere but the real estate market. By bursting the real estate market, or by allowing it to burst, now we have all this surplus cash floating around our society and continuing to be cranked out to pay for the war, and we are going to see it driving up prices because we have too much cash chasing too few goods and services, and that is the classic formula for seeing prices continue to increase. Now, as far as foreign interests or outside interests, it seems like this cycle of boom, bust, boom, and bust is almost like this gigantic heartbeat that pumps real wealth away from the common working class people and to the ultra-rich, because, they're acquiring real estate, they're acquiring tangible assets. We're being left sitting holding this worthless paper notes that we have been told represents something of value, when in point of fact it represents a unit of debt. So, yes, it is by design. And if you go back and you study the crash of 1929, you will see that it was, in fact, deliberately engineered by some of the main money center banks, both to basically, again, transfer the real assets into the hands of a powerful few, and at the same time justify, basically force the government to abandon the last links to the gold standard at the
time. Churchill was even there when he was just a member of Parliament to be shown the power of the British-controlled Federal Reserve in this country on the day that they crashed it, and then reduced money supply after issuing all this credit, so it was physically impossible to do that. This time, and we're getting good intel, this is not disinfo, from the last four meetings, now five, major fissures inside Bilderberg, where one group of the central bank said, we're going to put out the word to pop your bubble so you can't continue to do this, as a way to actually put the brakes on the neocons. But then I see the change in France and Sarkozy coming forward, and then it looks like Bilderberg is actually more for attacking Iran than they are against. Where do you see that going?
Yeah, again, like our own government, the Bilderberg Group appears to be badly factionalized. And, again, there are a lot of competing agendas. Everybody who is there, they're not there to swear loyalty to some grand unified purpose of world conquest. They're each there looking out for their own interests. And, basically at these meetings they get together and say, well, you know, is it all better for most of us if we do X, or is it better for most of us if we do Y? And that's how these choices get made. And as far as the change in France has really shifted a lot of balance, because now all of a sudden France is very much gung-ho for war in Iran. But as far as the economy is concerned, you hit it right on the head that there is this game that large central banks will play, and the World Bank has played it, and the U.S. used to play it with American banks in Central and South America going back to the 60s and 70s, where you would lure or force people or a government to engage in these loans, and then you would actively work to make sure that they never had the money to pay it all off, and you wound up owning their property or owning their government. And this is a very common scam that gets done under the guise of developing a third world nation, where these organizations like the World Bank will go in and loan the government a huge amount of money to try and build up the country, and then after it gets built up, they arrange it so that the government can't get enough cash to pay off its loans. And then all of a sudden we start hearing this thing about privatization, where all these wonderful built-up infrastructure and assets and ports and everything have to be sold in order for the government to repay its loans.
Really privatization. That is global corporations that are bigger than most governments, with their own militaries, their own private mercenaries. And that brings me into another area. They're now announcing a billion-dollar contract alone for a multinational company to run NSA spying domestically. We see the farming out to these private attack dogs. I mean, that is the literal usurping of our sovereignty right there.
Well, it's absolutely. Now we find out that Black Point is buying their own military jets, so it's going to be a private air force now, with bombs, with missiles, with fighter planes. So, yeah, it's absolutely, we're seeing the main power projection shifting from civil governments to the corporate state. And I realize that this is, seen by many as a sociological evolution from theocratic state to nation state to corporate state. Just as the nation state kept churches around for ritual and traditional purposes, I'm sure the corporate state will keep around civil governments for appearances. But the real power has shifted to the corporations, who have absolutely no interest in their responsibilities to the civil population, but only to the bottom line of profit.
Now, let's be clear. They then finance a lot of the mainline/Republican libertarians who, if it has the word free market on it or privatization, it must be good. It is not privatization to have Centra of Spain come in and pay off the governor and the legislature and then have them hand over the already paid for roads to then rape us and then lie to the public and say the state's bankrupt when it's running giant surpluses. So even the word privatization as it is practiced is not privatization. It is simply the equivalent of hostile takeovers.
It's a looting. It's looting. Our government is taking the assets that we the people already paid for, and they are selling them to foreign governments, to foreign corporations, in order to line their own pockets. And we're seeing all this huge amount of money that is basically, you know, just vanishing into war corporations, or we're hearing about all this money that was allocated for Katrina that nobody can account for. We're hearing about $2.3 trillion that vanished into the Pentagon and was announced just one day before 9/11. This money's going into somebody's pocket somewhere.
Let me ask you, Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, do you think they're going to hit Iran, A? B, when do you think the biggest window for that to happen will be?
I don't think there's any question that Bush and his administration are being goaded to attack Iran. I'm seeing some foot dragging starting to come from within that inner circle, and I think that faction fight may be one of the reasons we're starting to see so many of Bush's aides sort of drop off and peel away.
And we're now seeing big neocons go to the New Yorker magazine and say, we don't want war with Iran because we love our families. I mean, they're realizing this could really turn into a real World War III situation.
Yeah, absolutely. If we go on conquering the Mideast oil, at some point we're going to find ourselves up against Russia and China, who also have strategic interests in the Middle East, and these countries really do have nuclear weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them. And if we look at the way Dick Cheney was building his little private bunker underneath the vice presidential mansion a few years back, and you realize that they have been planning to take this country to the edge or possibly over the edge of a real nuclear war.
Yeah, they got heart problems, they're diseased, they're mentally ill, they're on power trips, and they're like Hitler, man, they like war. I mean, and they just are going to go, they're probably going to go ahead and do it, folks.
I'm sure that they're going to do it. All they're looking for is some way that they can sell it. And that's what the advertising campaign that is cranking up this week is all about. You've got Ari Fleischer and his group that have somehow come up with $15 million to go out there and produce and sell commercials in support of the war.
And again, that's the Israel lobby. I've got Israel, 71% in a major poll, want war. And, I mean, what Israeli in their right mind wants to attack Iran whenever Iran doesn't even have weapons? Pakistan does. Israel's got at least 400 weapons. Nobody's going to mess with them.
Absolutely. But that poll that you were just talking about, 71% of Israelis want the U.S. to attack Iran. So, and there's an almost arrogant assumption that what Israel wants the U.S. to do is something that the U.S. will actually do. It's not stated explicitly, but if you read that poll, yeah, they're used to thinking in those terms of U.S. will do what Israel wants. And again, we have all of these dual citizens who are in key positions in the U.S. government. There was an article that came out the other day where basically all but one of this inner circle of Bush associates pushing for war on Iran are Jewish dual citizens or loyal to Israel.
But I mean, what's wrong with them? Don't they know that this is going to totally destroy the U.S. currency? The dollar is going to be further dumped. I see neocons saying, "No, this will hedge the dollar. This will, you know, help things." It's most of the experts look at that and say, "No, it's going to blow up in your face."
Yeah, it absolutely will. But you know, there's a lot of arrogance, and certainly in the case of those people who are more loyal to Israel than to the U.S., they don't care. If they fail and they crash the United States economy, they'll just find some other country that they will move into and say, okay, you are the people who are now going to go stomp on our enemies for us, and, you know, here's some campaign contributions, and we're going to buy some newspapers so that we can guarantee they always write favorable things about the government, and then in exchange, you will send your young people off to go stomp on our enemies in the Mideast. And we're seeing this pattern repeat over and over.
But there's got to be an end. $1.2 trillion on the war so far. Hundreds of billions to attack Iran. You know, earlier you said the American people are getting wise, waking up, getting smart. And to a certain point, I agree, but you have one group getting even stupider. Like, whereas one group of people is getting more informed, more hooked in, more aware of the big picture, then another mass of people are getting just wantonly dumb, like Miss USA, South Carolina. You know, one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map. I mean, that's just like most Americans think a Shiite is Al-Qaeda. I mean, they just... I think it's going to be the dumb people in black uniforms and machine guns ruling over us. I think the New World Order answer is we'll try to PR you, but if that doesn't work, we'll just put you in camps. But I don't see, if they do that, that's really going to tank the economy.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And I don't think we're going to get to that stage because I think, you know, especially with instantaneous communication and alternative radio and websites like ours, I think we're going to reach a point where even those people who are so strongly in denial about what's going on are going to have to confront what's going on and look at it, and especially with the bad lessons of Nazi Germany, because those Germans tried to stay loyal to the end, didn't want to stand up to Hitler, and they wound up with their country destroyed anyway. And so anybody who is watching what Bush is doing right now, I don't care if it's Miss South Carolina, you know, at some point they're going to have to say we're going the same direction as Nazi Germany, and their country was destroyed no matter how loyal the people were to their leader. And so we've got to pick a different thing. Now, that being said, I want to back up here a little bit. I don't think that group of people who are still believing in the war is all that large. The media amplifies them. The media puts them out front so that you can see them. But
it's only 15%.
Yeah, that's not large enough to rule a nation.
Yeah, they got black uniforms and submachine guns, it is. We'll be right back, Mike Rivero. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Roman, George, Nate, John, others, we're going to get to you right now. There's 50 other issues Mike and I could talk about. Bottom line, we've never lived in more dangerous, more interesting, more dynamic times. And I think the elite have got one more war in them. They plan to fail forward into World War III. And I think this will finally completely blow all their credibility. And, Mike, do you concur with that statement?
Absolutely. You know, it's just, as I said before in the earlier thing, the war is on. They're just looking for a way that they can sell it to the American people. We're going to see that advertising campaign crank up this week to just push it on us about, you know, how desirable this is. And, you know, it's funny, I've been thinking about this movie called Hot Shots Part Two, which is this comedy film, and in the middle of all the carnage, they have this one guy standing with a machine gun there saying, "War, it's fantastic!" And I'm trying to find that clip to basically put out there because it's such a wonderful parody for the propaganda that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen stars in that.
Yes, he does. It's a very, very funny movie, but I'm blanking on the name of the actor who did The War. It's fantastic. He plays the chief ME in Crossing Jordan, and I'll look him up on the Internet Movie Database, but if I can find that clip, I'm going to put it up on my site.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Roman in California. Roman, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. I called to talk about a very important issue that I've actually been researching nonstop day and night.
Well, go ahead and bring it up.
And that is Disney. You see, Disney has been propagandizing the American youth to be sexually active, and they've also been aiding DynCorp in the child kidnapping rings.
And what's your evidence of that?
Well, you see, if you look into the subject, you'll notice that they hide subliminal pornography in most of their movies.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I know they put jokes in there and things. Listen, let me do this, okay? This is a big subject. I don't know anything about it, Disney's involvement with DynCorp. I'd like you to go to the message board and post your proof up on the Prison Planet message board. That's a great way for you to communicate and show everybody else what you're talking about. But I appreciate your call, Roman. George in Indiana, you're on the air, George. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, a couple of things. First off, I manage an apartment complex, and I'm starting to notice how dumb people are. I mean, I can't believe I'm hearing conversations that just almost like that the little lady in Miss Teen America. It's amazing. Even in the stores, people aren't talking right anymore.
There's an accelerated dumbing down. When you watch a lot of television, that causes cognitive loss of IQ. When you play video games, that's even worse. It takes you into a near-death brainwave only associated with oxygen loss. That's major scientific reports. And yes, there is a waxing. Either people are getting more informed and smarter, or they're getting dumber, and the gulf is widening. Mike Rivero, comments on that?
Absolutely, I agree with that, except I wish to add the comment that in the case of the dumbing down side, some of that is really self-imposed. You know, we're all raised to believe that we're good citizens. We would stand up for truth and justice if we saw it happening in front of us. But when people are actually confronted with it, you know, I mean, to actually stand up and deal with a government that has gone wrong carries risks to home and health and person that we're all too well aware of. And a lot of people really don't want to deal with that.
No, but I was talking to a writer who was here interviewing me last week, and he agreed. He said, "I'm hearing people like chortle and bleep and make monkey noises now." I mean, is that what you're saying, George? Is that you're noticing that they're not even really talking anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's they can make words, but they can't complete sentences. You can't figure out what in the world they're talking about.
No, I'm noticing. It's almost like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something. They'll just go like, "Bin Laden do it bad, Bush." You're like, but listen, do it. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.